Behind the headlines about potential Iran negotiations, there's a remarkable maritime operation unfolding in the Strait of Hormuz that illustrates just how high the stakes have become. U.S. Central Command has quietly coordinated safe passage for 70 ships through the strait over just the past 3 weeks, averaging 3 coordinated crossings per day.
The operational details here are fascinating and reveal the complexity of maintaining global commerce under threat. Most vessels are going dark, turning off their transponders to avoid Iranian detection, while Iran simultaneously claims parallel authority over the strait. This is essentially a shadow escort operation happening in one of the world's most critical shipping lanes.
When you consider that roughly 20% of global oil trade flows through the Strait of Hormuz, coordinating 70 ship transits in 3 weeks represents a massive logistical undertaking with enormous economic implications. Each successful transit that avoids incident helps prevent the oil price spikes that could trigger the recession Moody's is warning about.
The fact that this operation is happening quietly suggests both sides are trying to maintain commercial flows while managing political tensions. Iran benefits from continued energy exports and shipping fees, while the international community needs these supply chains to remain functional. It's a delicate balance where economic interests may be providing a pressure release valve for military tensions.
But this arrangement is inherently unstable. The moment either side miscalculates or an incident occurs during one of these transits, you could see immediate market disruption. Oil futures traders are clearly aware of these risks, which is why crude prices remain elevated despite the successful transit operations.
From a strategic perspective, this reveals how much effort is being devoted to preventing escalation while maintaining the credible threat of disruption. Both Iran and the United States understand that actually closing the strait would have catastrophic economic consequences that could destabilize the entire region, but the threat itself provides significant leverage in negotiations.
The economic calculus is straightforward but sobering. Complete closure of the Strait of Hormuz for even a few days could send oil prices above $150 per barrel, instantly triggering recession fears and potential supply rationing in major economies. The Biden administration's quiet coordination efforts are essentially preventing economic disaster while diplomatic channels remain open.
What makes this particularly complex is that Iran's regional influence extends beyond just the Strait of Hormuz. Their proxy networks across the Middle East create multiple potential flashpoints where local incidents could escalate into broader conflicts that would inevitably impact energy markets. The maritime security operation is just one piece of a much larger deterrence strategy.
The timeline pressure that Moody's economist identified becomes clearer in this context. Each day that passes with successful transits reduces immediate economic risk, but doesn't resolve the underlying political tensions. At some point, this delicate operational balance becomes unsustainable without broader diplomatic resolution.